How are you?
Well, Commissioner.
Can I borrow your agenda?
Yes.
I've snuck out without my staff. Today is Wednesday, September 1st, 2010. It is 9:30 a.m. and Portland City Council will come to order. How are you doing, Carla?
I'm good.
Do you like the weather?
Yeah, I love it.
Really? I miss the sun. Can you please call the roll?
Saltzman, Leonard, Fritz.
Here.
Fish.
Here.
Adams.
Here.
I didn't see us on the screen.
Are you going to wait? All right. We have three council communications. Carly, can you please read the title for item number 1186?
Request of Derry Jackson to address council regarding police responsiveness to citizens' plea for help. He called and will not be coming.
All right. Can you please read the title to item number 1187?
Request of Shirley Rackner to address council regarding alcohol impact area.
Welcome. We're glad you're here. And you'll have 3 minutes, and that clock in front of you will help you count down your time. And you just need to give us your first and last name, no address, and if you represent or if you're lobbying on behalf of anybody.
Shirley Rackner. My neighbors and I are here to support the upcoming area impact area proposal. Mr. Mayor, council members, good morning. Downtown's problems have become my problems since I moved to the neighborhood 4 years ago. I love downtown. I love its economic and social diversity. I love the cultural richness of the area. However, I hate seeing the visible increase in the social ills of our neighborhood. Downtown is traditionally a place that attracts tourists, shoppers, theatergoers, and diners. But drunkenness is an obstacle to wanting to come downtown or to live downtown. Drunkenness is linked to other problems faced by visitors and residents of downtown, such as being constantly panhandled, dirty and littered sidewalks, aggressive behavior, masturbating on the benches of the park, and witnessing people being sick on the sidewalk or passed out. On August 25th, I was walking with my family from the Music on Main concert, and we literally stumbled onto a helpless man passed out on the sidewalk with his staggering, drunken friend walking in circles and able to wake him up. Since moving downtown, I carry the non-emergency police number and the CHEERS number with me at all times, since this is not a unique experience for anyone living downtown. No, it's not at all a unique experience. I often walk through the park blocks from PSU to the Schnitz with or without a dog, and it is too often that I'm restricted to only three park blocks because of drunken and ugly behaviors from those hanging out on the park benches. I've seen the park patrol try to cope with the alcohol and drug-induced behavior in the park, and it appears to be an overwhelming task for them. Prevention is the most effective action that the City Council can enact. The fact that Seattle and Tacoma have reported success using an alcohol impact area program gives us hope that we too can have our downtown sidewalks and our park blocks back. It is way, way past time to do something to make our downtown a more viable and livable neighborhood, as well as doing something for those who cannot help themselves. We need our leaders to lead with innovative solutions to the old problems plaguing our downtown. I understand that this is a very complicated issue, but it shouldn't paralyze you. On September 15th, the proposal will be before the City Council, the Alcohol Impact Area Program. I urge you to take this progressive leap forward. Thank you.
Very well done. Thank you very much. And thank you all for being here. Commissioner Fritz.
Ms. Ragnos, thank you so much for explaining more eloquently than I could have done some of the reasons why we're proposing the alcohol impact area. The hearing is at 6 o'clock on September 15th. And I want my colleagues to know I had nothing to do with organizing this very impressive demonstration. Thank you so much.
Thank you all for being here. And you're welcome to stay to see democracy happen. We also will not be offended if you just get up and walk out either. So. Carly, can you please read the title to item number 1188?
Request of Barry Joe Stoll to address council regarding Wapato Jail used as a cannabis research facility.
Mr. Stoll, are you here? Mr. Stoll, all right. That gets us to the consent agenda. I have a request to pull item 1192. 1205, are there any other items anyone wishes to pull? Carla, can you please call the vote on the consent agenda?
Saltzman?
Aye.
Leonard?
Aye.
Fritz?
Aye.
Fish?
Aye.
Adams?
Aye. Consent agenda is approved. We have a 9:30 time certain. Carla, can you please read item 1189?
Recognize Bureau of Emergency Communications Senior Dispatcher Kimberly Hunt as Telecommunicator of the Year for the State of Oregon.
Commissioner Fritz.
I'd like to ask Kim Hunt and Tony Sexton to come forward. Thank you, Mayor Adams. Today we are honoring Kim Hunt for being selected as the Telecommunicator of the Year for the State of Oregon by the Oregon Association of Public Safety Communications Officials and National Emergency Number Association, which is commonly referred to as Oregon EPCO NENA. She had previously been selected as the Bureau of Emergency Communications Telecommunicator of the Year at BOEC's annual awards banquet. Kimberly has been a city employee with the Bureau of Emergency Communications since 1994. As a senior dispatcher, Kim is highly proficient in taking 911 calls and dispatching police and fire. She continually demonstrates outstanding levels of performance. Kim has been a coach throughout much of her career and demonstrates excellent skill and ability in seeing trainees through to successful completion of their training. She establishes a professional relationship with her trainees and makes learning fun and enjoyable for them, while at the same time instilling in them a desire to be the best they can be. Kim often works in the supervisor position working out of classification. She's a favorite choice among supervisors not only for her knowledge and skills, but also because she is reliable and supportive of supervisors. Kim is well respected among her coworkers. She is always willing to jump in and assist everyone in any way she can and does so without looking for recognition. Kim is always there to give support, an ear and a shoulder, when a coworker goes through personal difficulties. Kimberly Hunt is a valuable asset to our city, to our colleagues at BOEC, and to our community. She is never willing to just do her job. She's a true professional in every sense of the word. We are honored that Oregon's 911 community has chosen Kim as the State Telecommunicator of the Year, and I wanted to have this occasion to thank you in public for your great service to BOEC and to let folks know that you are a wonderful example of the public servants who serve the citizens of Portland and Multnomah County. So thank you very much.
Thank you.
Yeah, that's, and I actually promised Ms. Hunt that she wouldn't have to give a speech.
May we applaud?
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. Thank you.
I'm Tony Sexton, the operations manager from the Bureau of Emergency Communications, and I would like to thank Kim for her dedication, compassion, and resilience. BOEC takes about 3,000 calls a day, and we're in a unique position to touch so many people's lives. And with employees like Kim and so many others like her at BOEC, the city can be assured that the citizens are being helped by some of the best in the industry. So thank you so much, Kim. I really appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. You are the face and voice and ears for the city on life or death situations, and our response depends on your great work. So thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. That gets us to, let's take the first pulled item. Carla, can you please read the title for 1192?
appoint Kirk Ranzetta to the Historic Landmarks Commission for a term to expire October 1, 2014.
This is Commissioner, whose is this? Me. Why did I pull this?
I thought it was going back to your office.
Oh, it's under my name for some reason. Do you know why I pulled this, Commissioner Leonard?
I do not.
All right, we'll send it.
BDS asked for this to be returned. I guess he's not able to fulfill his commitment.
Oh, okay. Then unless there are objections, item number 1192 is returned to the sponsor's office. No objection. So done. Can you please read the title for item number 1205?
Amend legal services agreement with Ball Janik, LLP, for outside counsel.
Could I have the staff come forward, please? Is there any discussion on this item? You just need to vote?
Yes.
Okay. Is there anyone that wishes to testify on item number 1205? All right, Carla, can you please call the vote, unless counsel wishes to have further discussion? All right, please call the vote.
Saltzman?
Aye.
Leonard?
Aye.
Fritz?
I voted for an increase of $190,000 in this contract in February on the regular agenda, and I don't think we should be having an additional $48,000 on it. No.
Fish.
Aye.
Adams.
Aye. It's approved. Can you please read
Mayor,
the title?
That's an emergency ordinance, and Commissioner Fritz voted against it.
So unless there's objection, I pull off the emergency.
Commissioner Fritz will have to.
I move that we remove the emergency.
Unless there are objection, the emergency is removed. And so it goes to the second reading next week, right?
First. Commissioner Leonard has gone through this before, but the process is that you need to move to reconsider and then move to amend the ordinance.
You have to be on the prevailing side, which is Commissioner
right.
Fritz.
So Commissioner Fritz would need to
make
the
motion
to reconsider.
As a non-emergency.
I move to reconsider.
As a non-emergency.
As a non-emergency.
Second. It's been moved and
seconded. Well, actually, we have to reconsider the vote. And then it's back on the table. Then we remove the emergency and then vote again.
But I didn't prevail on the votes.
You did because you, by council rules, by voting against the emergency ordinance, you are the prevailing
side. I see. Prevailing Thank you for explaining. Thank you.
So we now vote to reconsider?
Yes, you need to vote.
Carla, can you please call? It's been moved and seconded. Can you please call the vote to reconsider item number 1205?
Saltzman?
Aye.
Leonard?
Aye.
Fritz.
Aye.
Fish.
Aye.
Adams.
Aye.
Move to remove the emergency ordinance.
Second.
Or the emergency clause of the ordinance.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded. Carla, can you please call the vote on the motion to remove the emergency clause?
Saltzman.
Aye.
Leonard.
Aye.
Fritz.
Aye.
Fish.
Aye.
Adams.
Aye. This will be
now we move. Now we have to vote on. Oh, it goes to second reading.
Second.
It goes second reading. So yeah.
So this moves to next week's second reading. Can you please read the title for regular agenda item, LID, Local Improvement District, item number 1210?
Create a local improvement district to construct street, sidewalk, and stormwater improvements from Northeast 76th Avenue to Northeast 79th Avenue, and from 120 feet east of Northeast 80th Avenue to Northeast 82nd Avenue of Roses in the Northeast Alberta Street Phase 1 Local Improvement District.
Andrew, welcome.
Good morning, Mayor Adams and Council Members. Andrew Abbey, Local Improvement District Administrator. You may recall that when the resolution of intent was brought forward for the Northeast Alberta Street Phase 1 LID, Council had made a substitution on the resolution to include frontage improvements from east of 80th Avenue to 82nd Avenue to benefit the America's Best Value Motor Inn at 82nd in Alberta. They had tendered their petition support in favor of the project. They since have filed a remonstrance against the project. I believe they've had a change in financial conditions and they don't feel that they can afford the improvement. So we did not receive any remonstrances from any other property owners. The respectful recommendation to council is to move the amendment to delete the improvements east of 79th Avenue so that the project would only be constructed between 76th and 79th Avenue, but would still provide an improved connection to Sacagawea Park. So with that, I respectfully request that council move the amendment forward, which would render the remonstrance moot.
So moved.
Second.
Moved and seconded. Any additional discussion on this matter?
Could you just tell me again where the remonstrance is? Which is the property with the remonstrance?
It's the property at 82nd in Alberta.
Thank you.
Additional council discussion. Carla, can you please call the vote on the motion?
Saltzman?
Aye.
Leonard?
Aye.
Fritz?
Aye.
Fish?
Aye.
Adams?
Aye. Motion is approved. And then we need to vote on the item.
I think it passes to a second reading next week.
It's not emergency. You're right. Okay. So moves to a second reading next week. Is 1211 related?
Separate project, but second reading and vote on that.
Okay. Carly, can you please read the title and call the vote? Second reading on item number 1211.
Create a local improvement district to construct street and stormwater improvements from south of Northeast Whitaker Way to north of Northeast Prescott Court in the Northeast 136th Avenue Phase 1 Local Improvement District. Saltzman?
Aye.
Leonard?
Aye.
Fritz?
Aye.
Fish?
Aye.
Adams?
Aye. 1211 is approved. Can you please read the title for first reading non-emergency ordinance, item number 1212?
Authorized contract with CH2M Hill for professional engineering services for the Columbia Boulevard Wastewater Treatment Plant Secondary Process Improvements, project number E08909.
Commissioner Saltzman.
Thank you, Mayor. This ordinance authorizes a contract with the consulting firm, CH2M Hill, to provide design and construction services for improvements to the secondary treatment process at the city's Columbia Boulevard Wastewater Treatment Plant. I'm happy to go into more details about the secondary treatment process if desired. But this contract is for $1.9 million, and its work product will largely determine the scope of the overall project, currently estimated cost of $18.5 million, but with very low confidence at this time. Money for this project has been approved in the Bureau of Environmental Services fiscal year 2010-2011 Capital Improvement Fund. And this is first reading. Yeah.
Yep. Council discussion on item number 1212. Does anyone wish to testify on item number 1212? All right, 1212 moves to second reading next week. Can you please read the title and call the vote for second reading item number 1213?
Authorize the Bureau of Environmental Services to acquire certain permanent easements necessary for construction of the Northeast 148th Water Quality Facility Project, number E0177, through the exercise of the city's eminent domain authority. Saltzman?
Aye.
Leonard?
Aye.
Fritz?
Aye.
Fish?
Aye.
Adams?
Aye. 1213 is approved. Can you please read the title for resolution item number 1214?
Support the retired aircraft carrier USS Ranger being moored in the Columbia River at Chinook Landing Marine Park, a property owned by Metro.
Commissioner Fritz.
Thank you, Mayor Adams, and I'd like to call Captain Peter Ogle to the podium. And to thank Captain Ogle and the USS Ranger Foundations for their efforts to find a permanent home for the USS Ranger, which served in the Korean War and more recently was in the movie Top Gun. And I see in my research that it was nicknamed Top Gun early on in its service to this country.
It's Top Gun bar none. It's a brand in Wyoming, actually registered as a cattle brand.
Interesting. Thank you. Preservation of this vessel is a significant tribute to all who have served our nation in the armed services. We've had a lot of discussion about Memorial Coliseum, and certainly I want to continue to see that be a tribute to our veterans. But bringing the USS Ranger would be a different kind of tribute, and one that I'm very interested in seeing happen. The USS Ranger Foundation's conceptual vision for the Ranger is expansive and brings many amenities to our region, such as the proposed museum, education center, military memorial, and emergency preparedness center. I wish you lots of luck as you move forward with your Phase 2 application. And this resolution expresses the city's acknowledgement importance of this vessel. I understand from listening to the City of Vancouver City Council resolution that the Navy has determined the vessel is eligible for the National Register of Historic Places, and its importance is as a memorial to those who have served our country. This is somewhat conditional support because there are numerous federal, state, and local permitting hurdles which must be cleared, and some of those are outlined in the Office of Healthy Working Rivers resolution. It's difficult to know if this location is a suitable site. We did extensively look at the Portland Harbor to see if there was a space that we could put the Ranger down closer in the heart of Portland, and we're not able to find a suitable spot. So I'm very interested, having looked into that possibility, in hoping that the Chinook Landing space can be made available. This resolution doesn't commit the city to expenditures, and we know that the Ranger Foundation will be taking care of all of the hurdles that you have yet to cross. However, we wanted to make sure that you know that we have our support.
Thank you very much, Mr. Mayor, council members. This is going to be a great boost for just the total area. I understood the problems with having it downtown. We were concerned about T1 North, Superfund problems, that sort of thing, plus the navigation of the channel. But we believe we really have found the ideal site in a park-like setting at Chinook Landing Marine Park. Metro has been very cooperative with us and very supportive with us, and provided we meet all the obligations that are required by the United States Navy in our application, and we abide by all federal, state, and local laws, this can be a success. We just completed a marketing study that shows that it'll be just as successful at Chinook Landing as it would in downtown Portland. But it's an excellent location, and we are very gratified to have the support of the City of Portland in this endeavor. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Thanks for your advocacy on this. Does anyone else wish to testify on the matter? Any additional council discussion? Carla, can you please call the vote on resolution item number 1214?
Saltzman.
Well, thank you, Commissioner Fritz, and thank you, Captain. I look forward to the USS Ranger finding a home that's accessible for tourists and the public to really honor this vessel and to increase, I believe it'll have a dramatically positive impact on tourism, both locally and regionally, as has been shown in other places where aircraft carriers are arranged. So appreciate adding our name in support of this project happening. Aye.
Leonard.
Aye.
Fritz.
Thank you, colleagues, for your support of this project, and Captain Ogle. Also thank Ron Brockelman, the former executive vice president of the USS Ranger Foundation, who did a lot of work educating me on the vessel and what it can do for the Portland metropolitan region. And thanks to Ann Beyer, the director of the Office of Healthy Working Rivers, and Patty Howard of my staff. Aye.
Fish.
Aye.
Adams.
Aye. Resolution is approved. Can you please read the title and call the vote, second reading, on item number 1215?
Amend contract with Berger Abum for engineering, permitting, and construction administration of the Circle Avenue Bridge Repair Project. Saltzman?
Aye.
Leonard?
Aye.
Fritz?
Aye.
Fish?
Aye.
Adams?
Aye. 1215 is approved. Can you please read the title for non-emergency ordinance, item number 1216?
Assess property for sidewalk repair by the Bureau of Maintenance.
This is our quarterly, semi-annual. Yeah. What are we looking at here?
I'm Dan Broom, City of Portland Maintenance Operations. There are no further remonstrances. They've all been taken care of, so we'd like to move this one to the second reading.
Discussion from council. Does anyone wish to testify on item number 1216? Moves to a second reading next week. Yes, Commissioner Fritz.
Thank you, Mayor. I just want to acknowledge
learning to try to read your
That's good. Let me not interrupt when you're about to hit the gavel, or maybe I should. Wanted to acknowledge that Serena Monte-Hermoso is in the audience. She has been our student intern. She's going to be a sophomore at Marshall High School this coming fall, and she has done a wonderful job of helping us in our office over the summer. So I just wanted to acknowledge this is her very first visit to council because she has been volunteering on Tuesdays and Fridays, and so usually the chambers are locked. So thank you so much, Serena, for all your work.
Thank you very much. Really appreciate it. We are adjourned.
Thank you.
Yeah, you bet.
Thank you.